The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, May 6th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I suppose to have guests. Not just a guest, but two sets of guests. And I say that because none of them are here. I went downstairs. I lingered downstairs, hoping that they were just late. And nobody. There's nobody's downstairs. So I came up upstairs, you know, I already have my notes on what to talk about for the two guests who were supposed to be here, and nothing. So what does that mean? That means today is Open Line Wednesday. That means we can talk about what you want to talk about, right? You can call into Guardian Radio at 323-623-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, if you are calling from the family island, the numbers is 242-357-20. That's 357-20. And of course, if you want to call, text me, if you decide to text me through the BTC powered line, it is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. The lines are open. You can call me. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, in reason, of course, because you know Urkas be listening at this particular time, at this particular place, to make sure that, hey, y'all behave yourself, especially during the election, you know, right? Especially during the election. But I'm prepared to entertain you and have a sober conversation about things. And since my guest didn't show up, today's your day. Today is your day. I want to say happy birthday to Harris. You know, I listened to Erin giving birthday greetings to her. She's 90 years old today. I'm excited about that. She already texted me for this morning. I have not yet responded. You know, when you texting matured people, they just want to talk for a while. And I wasn't prepared to have any long conversation early in the morning. So I see it. It was make sure that the blue tick didn't show up. So, you know, I just looked at it and say, Lord, don't let the blue tick show up. Because she can call me, and how come I didn't respond? But I want to extend birthday greetings to her in general. But this is what I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, they decided to move the Family Island election storage facility for the votes, the ballot box. That's the right name, the ballot box. And there's all kind of ruckus about it on whether the correct procedures was followed. Right, the FNM raised protests, the COI raised protests, the ballot box. See, I'm getting ready to talk about what I want to talk about or why I'm bringing it up. The ballot box was being stored at the Commissioner of Police headquarters inside a cell or whatever it is. Earlier, the COI raised objection, said, no, they don't trust. See the key word there? They don't trust where the ballot box is being stored at the Commissioner's headquarters office. Right, I had a problem with that because I'm saying, what are you trying to say about the Commissioner of Police? Right, what is the suggestion that you're trying to say? Right, mind you, I understand there's a lot of angst, especially during the election, and some people believe they're going to actually gain some seats. So I understand the angst, but the verbiage that is being perpetrated, I am uneasy about. Right, which means it cannot be stored at the Commissioner of Police headquarters, an agreed upon spot. You come and inspect and say, okay, I feel safe about it, right? The ballot box is going to be moved for whatever reason. And the argument is about the procedures on it and why it's moving, whatever. I'm not speaking about that because that's subjective on how you interpret it. I understand. I appreciate it. But this is my concern. The COI leader said, the box will not be moved. He went up against senior police officers. First of all, they went to the police barracks, see the headquarters. I want you to understand what it is, right? Imagine a group of behemoths decide to go to the Defense Force base, the commissioner of police headquarters, or the police headquarters, and storm it. And tell the police, I don't care what y'all do. We are challenging the police right now. And if you try to stop us, there can be some strange problems happening. Graphic problems happening. I'm uneasy about that. I'm easy about that because I'm seeing a narrative being formed. I'm seeing a culture. That's the right word there. I'm seeing a culture being established amongst Bohemians that is foreign to me, and I do not like it. And I don't believe enough Bohemians, senior Bohemians, matured Bohemians, come and say, no, we don't act like this. I understand you have concerns. I appreciate you can raise your objective, but this violent talk, this aggressive talk, is now permeating, seeping through, becoming a part of our culture, where if it does not stop, I predict, I'm not sure if you see it yet, I predict, and Lord, I don't want it to happen this election. I don't want it to happen at the polls, but I predict there's going to be some violence in the future. If we don't curb this type of thing now, you know, I'm sure many of you, I see you, caller. Don't hang up. I come in now. I'm not sure how many of you knew that I grew up inner city. I grew up inner city between two major gangs, right? They had a rebellion raiders on East Street, and on Blue Road, they had the Gunhawks. And in between was a group of disenfranchised children. I was amongst them, who had to fight for their survival, right? There were times we thought that we were being victimized by the police because the police was policing, right? Because they had to deal with these two major gangs on the side, and then they see that they're in this particular constituency and they're trying to subdue it. So we used to play basketball a lot on that Hay Street Park, a lot. I mean, I'd be up to the Hay Street Park till maybe 10 o'clock at night. Then the police started harassing us, saying, go home. You gotta understand that a number of the people in my neighborhood had no electricity. So when they go home, it ain't like they get in that comfortable type living. So they stay until they get tired and they go home, they go to sleep. But they stay out in the park as long as they can. And I tell you this story because at one incident, and I see when my community changed, when the police came and using all the expletive words, go blankety blankety blank blank home now, or you'll get blankety blank 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 blank. And a number of the guys who I played basketball turn around and gave a particular look that looked of challenge to the police, that look of disdain, that look of hate, that look of contempt, and they changed from being good boys to being boys who became monsters. And that's when I believe that gang mentality start, when that disrespect, that disregard, that contemptuous face came about. When we stare at the police, and I said, this could be problematic. I see that same face being done by these politicals last night when they challenged police. I said, oh, Lord, that's the face of contempt. These buggers, them, could do something violent in the future. And we need to start addressing these things. We need some people to start diffusing these things before it get out of control, before it get bad. I can talk more about that, but let me go to the caller because I've had the caller holding on too long. Go ahead, hot caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're talking about bad behavior today, but it's an open line. You can talk whatever you want to talk about. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? Okay, the caller must be gone, so I have to click. Caller, you in there, right? No? No? Let me hang up that line then. You can always call back, caller. Sorry for talking for too long just now. All right, caller, call back now. Patch the caller through and patch straight to me. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry about that. You're live now.
Can I get through?
Yeah, you're live now. You're on. Let's see.
Yes. I want to say good morning to you and the Bahamas, right? The whole Bahamas.
Good morning.
I was listening, and I, you know, something caught my interest when you spoke about the tone, I guess, that the some political party leaders are displaying out there. And you said you predict or you believe it's going to cause some violence. But my thing is that this was, in my, you know, I look at that as happening from the government of the Bahamas open this country to others who come from a culture of that. The Bahamas, the Bahamian people are always passive people. And so this isn't going to be nothing but no political leader put upon nobody. This is because we got a group of persons from a culture that we know about that is now in our mix.
Let me ask
so
you a question.
Long now, the police force can have a lot of work to do eventually.
Let me ask you a question.
Let
me ask you a question. You are saying that the people who were at the police headquarters last night were not Bahamians? Are that what you're trying to say?
No. What I am saying, let me make this clear to you.
But my concern is about the people who were at the police headquarters. Those Bahamians has a temperament about them that is concerning. The Bahamians has a temperament about them that we need to get underfoot.
You must understand, you know, this is a different time now, and Bahamian people who, like I just described, as being passive people, you know, they are beginning to wake up and to get out of that shell. And so they might be rowdy, but I don't think the level of violence that we have seen from down south would ever become in the mix of us as Bahamians. I believe when this violence, or if this, not if, I think when it do happen, it would be because of some other people in this country who we know the nature of. You know, you can't, you know, play like that's not playing a part in this.
I listening to you. I ain't going to stop you because I see, you know, the point you're trying to make. I don't necessarily agree with you, but I understand what you're saying, that we need to protect our culture in general. And I think I had a conversation about that yesterday in terms of Bahamian culture and what we should be promoting. But so I yield to you in terms of allowing you to try to explain what you said.
Yeah. I saw a video, CA, not to say cutting you off. I saw a video yesterday, came across Facebook, where the gentleman was complaining because he was wearing a COI shirt. The Haitians that were in that area, in his community where he was living, was threatening him and started to cut up his car tires and stuff like that. And this gentleman, actually, the way he expressed himself, I could see the anger, and I could see what could come out of things like that. This is going to happen, man, even in the schools. I mean, where are we? Are we sleeping? Even in the schools right now, what is going on? A lot of people probably wouldn't report it because they believe it's going to cause a problem. But, you know, this thing is happening in our society today. And Bahamian people are waking up. They're not going to stand by and allow other people to run over them. What is theirs is theirs. And they're going, like Sir Linda said, they can fight for what is theirs. And I'm not advocating no violence. All I'm saying, that's the reality of it.
I appreciate you, caller. I appreciate you, caller. I see where the caller is trying to hint towards. But the issue I'm addressing is being done, perpetrated by Bahamians. I believe that it's being promoted by politicians. I've seen that a number of political workers on both sides, or at least all three sides, right? Three major political parties are being paid to be aggressive. They are paid to excite violence, excite people to be emotive, and is now becoming mainstream. It's becoming mainstream. It's not just one person ranting and raving. It's now become part of our culture that in order to gain attention, that they say some salacious things about each other, hurtful, spiteful, slanderous things. It's now becoming as part of our culture. And I'm not sure. And see, this is where my problem comes in. What happens when Mr. Davis has transitioned off the scene, off the political scene? I know the FNM has their challenges also. Who will control these political monsters that they've now been hiring? All the COI tend to be aggressive.
who can control these monsters? I am concerned, especially if this is the type of culture that we adopted and said everyone must be monster in order to promote their political party. Let's go to the callers. It's open line Wednesday today. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, CA, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
All right. I don't want to sound prejudiced what I'm about to say, but I just want to clarify. I'm not of Haitian descent or anything of the nature. I'm full Bahamian. But what I just heard come out of the mouth of that gentleman, right? For the first time in my 50-something plus years, I felt what it felt like to be, have a prejudice, to feel uncomfortable that people of my same hue, to the level that you ain't even talking about, and I observed the incident as well, and they had nothing to do with any Haitian Bahamian or Haitian or whatever, and you know, you kept trying to lead him and give him the understanding that, hey, listen, bro, this ain't nothing but no Haitian. There was no Haitian from what I see out there yesterday and between those that who was carrying on and whatever the case may be. And for the first time in my adult life, I felt like black on black, you know, hatred. I don't want to, you know, it feels weird. Because I think, and I said, and I noticed you were trying to, you know, give him the and he wasn't paying attention to that at all. As far as he was concerned, it was a Haitian. Whether the Haitian was there, whether the Haitian wasn't there. But I say that, that's point number one. Then secondly, one of the things that I found kind of really peculiar is that according to the leaders at the time yesterday who were out there, one was saying initially he didn't get informed until a certain time. The other one said he was informed. He had to hear it from someone else and all this other stuff. But they came right back around during when they were at the parliamentary office and stated that, oh, we got a call, but it was misunderstood and whatever, whatever. And what it sounds like is that a clarion call was sent out to the groups and the leaders really, escalated the situation. And I don't mean the two opposition leaders. I make it no secret that I'm for progress. But what I'm saying is there was an issue that there was two ladies who were discussing something and carrying on with each other. The lady who I noticed who with the red shirt is like she couldn't just turn around and leave. She kept coming up to the other lady. The lady turned her back towards her. She's still coming back up in the woman's face as to say, you know what, I ain't finished with you yet. And both leaders, both persons from each party had to put that to death. And I just found it very, very offensive. I found it very telling in relation to how sometimes these people just take these things so serious.
I appreciate you. And scary, what you're brother. Saying, it is concerning. I am concerned. I am concerned because, again, I'm not sure if we have anyone in the pipeline. I'm not sure if we have anyone in these political pipelines who can control these monsters that we are breathing. Right, it's going to be problematic in the future because these people challenge the police and they're not challenging the police on the street in their own turf, like through their communities and frustration. They're now going to the police station. They're going to the police headquarters where all the people have the arsenal or whatever it is and they're in the Negro to say, y'all do something. We here to take over. We here to mash everything in this police yard. That is problematic. That ain't typical for Bahamians, right? And how we think. But these are true Bahamians who are there. And I'm concerned. I am concerned. Someone need to speak about it. Someone need to temper all of these politicals and actors there and say, hey, stop it. This ain't us. We ain't allowing these type of talks no more, right? The COI leader need to curtail his minions.
The FNM leadership needs to curtail their millions. And I'm not going to let the PLP escape because they have monsters inside that group. I mean, they have all the channels there and saying some aggressive things. And I said, these things need to be addressed before it becomes out of hand and we can't control them anymore. Before it becomes part of our culture and becomes violent. I am concerned, and I'm surely other people seeing it. They challenged the commissioner of police. I can challenge the commissioner of police. You can say, I don't like her and post her on Facebook, but you go to her head office and challenge her. The audacity. That's boldness, you know. That's concerning. Let's go to the phone lines and I'll go read some of the text. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller, you live? Let's move on to the next one, Kermit. Guardian Radio, you live?
Hello.
Hey, you live. Go ahead.
Hey, good day. I'm just saying, the last caller, I don't know how you say it, it's not that serious. The people are just moving the boxes and not giving people... like it's not even supposed to be done. First time in history. But he's saying it's not that history. And people are showing their true colors of their party. Like, I don't know if he's a nationalist first or just a party follower. And it's like, we should just lay down and let him do anything. And you can see how serious it is because it's rallying normal people up. These things never happened before.
And that's what I'm concerned with, Colin. And I appreciate it. Don't go no place. I appreciate it. There clearly are some concerns about this election. A number of temperature has risen where people have anxiety, they're excited, they're emotional. But despite that, you can't be going to the Commissioner of Police headquarters and cause chaos.
You can't. It's a way to make a statement. When our first leader threw the mace out, they were saying, "Oh, that's irresponsible. You can't do that." But you have to take drastic measures for something to happen. And if you sit down passive, they will stay stepping on your neck. It can't just be relaxed. Yeah, they have to know that we're serious and they need to play the game fair. Nobody is saying that we want nothing more than fairness.
I hear you, caller. I'm concerned because you all seem violent. You all seem violent. And violence begot violence. I'm glad the police force practiced restraint.
Well, it's not violence. It was a pleasant demonstration.
No, man, I know demonstration. That was violent, man. That was no demonstration.
And we wanted to voice our opinion. That's we wanted was? To voice our voice.
Until
the
next
people just
incident.
Wanted to voice their voice. And for the guy just showing that he's a pure PAP and they do whatever they do and he supports it, just is a failure to be in a behemoth, actually. Because even if I'm a certain party on... I see that my government is doing wrong, and I could be honest with you. I was a PLP all my life, but I'm just making a change. But to see them take advantage of normal people, a livelihood, and there's only, like they say, for the few, it's hurtful.
I appreciate this call, caller. It's sobering. Let's go move on to the next one. Thanks again, caller. Next one, Kermit, let's read this text. The elections must be transparent and fair and also be seen to be transparent and fair. Yesterday's FNM and CUI didn't do anything wrong. They want what is best for the Bohemian people. That's what that text says. Let's read the next one before I go to the phone lines. If you listen to Mr. Bean's speech on Saturday, it reminded me of Trump's speech. After he lost the election, I fear the people will riot if the CUI do not win. They're saying they would and can take the House. See, I disagree with you. The police have taken advantage of us from the 70s. I am happy people are standing up now. Oh, tell Brave and Sabas, all money ain't good money. Heather Hunt, the one and only. Oh, gosh. Mr. Nuri, good morning. You are biased in making a blanket statement about COI supporters. I am not combative, but I will call out wrong. The PLP is known to be rude and lack of truth. What happened yesterday is a demonstration of the lack of trust of our leaders. Let's see, next one. Your last caller talking gibberish. Let's see if any more. This one here says, CA, don't fight for your country then. Retired, boy. For real, for real. Okay.
This text says, good day. I'm quite comfortable with that because sometime you have to be a lion to be a lamb. You are. Your freedom is not free. Your salvation is not free. Sometimes the only thing that stops violent evil men is violent good men. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, Kermit. Pastor, one through me. Guardian Radio, you're live.
Morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
You say we are violent?
I'm saying what happened yesterday indicates that there's maybe some violence pending in the future.
Oh, you mean future violence, like us assassinating our leaders? Like
God, don't say that, let me pray for you. Lord, take this evil talk out of this man mouth to talk about assassination.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Devil, get behind us. Devil, get behind us. I can't be entertaining collapse. Talk like that.
No, we don't do that, right?
We throw bear on our leaders. That's it. And peanuts. We have a history of that.
Yeah, but there are...
We have history of people trying to spit at the leaders' wives when they come to vote.
But there are countries where they do that.
But I talk about here, the Bahamas. In the Bahamas, we don't do that.
Something is changing in us,
and I want us to understand and identify that we don't want to go that route, and we need to speak out against it. Stop it from now.
Well, let's stop that because we are not morally collapsed like some countries are.
Mm.
Okay? So, I mean, but when you can talk about violence and behavior being violence, I mean, you need to put that in comparison and contrast.
I'm comparing it to previous election.
Okay.
So I am comparing it, and
okay,
I am
so
contrasting
it that way.
Yes.
Well, okay, but now that this system or this situation is stirring up in our face, we are behaving feel as though they have to fight now for the country. Because we have a prime minister who's on record, who on video, saying, I am one of you and we will be together soon. And he's not talking to a group of us. What is that implying?
He's implying that all of us is black people.
Yeah, but he's at a certain church,
mm-hmm.
certain congregation, that I wouldn't probably know how to go to because I don't understand what they speak.
Mm.
And he needs someone to interpret what he's saying. So he's sort of reaching out to another group of individuals. And that makes Bahamians who don't understand that language to feel threatened, Nuri.
Mm.
And the Prime Minister is actually staging it. Come on, man.
So you're saying that the Prime Minister is perpetrating this violent response?
Well, he's on video saying we'll be together soon. I am you. I mean, I understand we're all from heritage, but you can't just single out one and try to, you are polarizing it. You are actually contributing to this moral degradation that we're having in our country. So it appears as though you're doing it so it could work to your benefit. Because within all this chaos, it's going to benefit those who control these boxes that have feet with ballots in it. They seem to be able to walk because people can't decide to say, this is where they're going to stay, and they're not going to move from here. We have to move them about. Why you got to be moving the boxes about?
Why you got to be moving the boxes about?
Doesn't that appear to you that there's something you're trying to do, Nuri?
I hear you, Colin.
Come on, man. We are not violent people. You know we are not violent like some others are, who we invite to come live amongst us, for God's sake.
Hmm.
All right.
I appreciate you. This text says, in normal times, these boxes are usually moved on the day of the election. So I need to speak on that. Let's see what else text here before I move on. Okay. Let's see two more here. Says, good morning. From an apolitical person who has not decided how to vote, I ask the FNM to stop using Donald Trump playbook and trying to instill wide fraud in our elections, and they will call fraud if they lose. I wanted to vote FNM, but really, this fraud focus is turning me off to vote FNM. Are they going to have the same reaction as Donald Trump if they lose? It is the first time I'm getting scared of what will happen on election night. In previous elections, I never felt this way. I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned. I come to you now, callers. I come. Let me read this one. So, good day, Brother Nuri. It is about time that the people of the Bahamas stand up for justice. We have sat too long and we have to fight for righteousness in the Bahamas. Now we do have a foreign culture in the Bahamas that fight against Bahamians, always call for assistance from America. And that's from, we are listening today, Selah. That's from the Grand Bahama mayor there. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live.
Good morning, CA.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
The law says justice delayed.
It's justice denied.
It's justice denied. So if the politicians or the people, the Hamas active, feel like they're not getting justice, then we know they have to act.
Mm.
Now, they may act in a way, and once you don't have any violence, and what Bob Marley said in his song, get up, stand up, and stand up for what?
For your rights. So you believe that's what's happening? Ain't no concern for violence, that people just frustrated and fed up, and that's this is the reaction of it?
Okay. Now, Nuri, we need to have accountability and transparency, right?
Mm.
And right now, we ask for that from the party that's in power and that is looking to be replaced.
Mm.
The FNM is the most viable option to the PLP. The COI is the next alternative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have independent candidates. So let's look at it. If you want to change the government, do you think the leader of the PLP plans to go back into active law practice, or the member of parliament from Fort Charlotte, he has exit active politics. And your member of parliament from Fox Hill, he said that this is his last run when he ran for chairman of the party. That was his penuptial run. That means second to the last run. So this is his last run in politics.
Mm.
Do you think he plans to go into active legal practice at the age that they are? They are septuagenarians, 70-something-year-old. So we need accountability. And they're not showing us that because they wouldn't even have a debate.
Mm.
You know, what I'm saying, Nui, is, and I go on this. Okay, if they never even want to answer things in the House of Assembly, we get a couple of little answers from them, but they will not and did not even accept to have a debate. They won't give us no fixed election date. This is modern times. And here we are going in less than a week, Nuri. What do you say about referendums? What do you say about national lottery? The leaders scream against it. Why? You'll have a nice day, and Bahamians vote them out.
I hear you, Gordon. I hear you. This text says, I heard a few people call these people political monsters. I don't believe they are. They are paid political operatives who are paid very well to defend and upset the system. Remove the money, and the problem is fixed, I believe. The money ain't going nowhere. So these people are here for life, look like. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, good morning, CA. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning.
Yeah, CA, I just have a message for the political operatives, I call them, right? See, CA, I always look at the political self as a triangle. At the top, those two lines connect. That is where the family, friends, and lovers reside. There's no color at the top of that triangle, you know. No matter which government come in power, those at the top who get married to one another, even though they share opposing views, they get married to one another. They go in partnership with one another. They stand godparents to each other's children. But at the bottom, where this triangle gets wider, it's complete chaos.
Mm.
I mean, I've seen videos circulating where PLP supporters are looking, they won't have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They cursing, carrying on. That's just absolute nonsense, DA. No political party could pay me enough money, I, Cleaver Duncombe, to behave like that against my other brother and sister just because of politics. This is just stupid. And you need a good tongue lashing, man, because this is just unbelievable. The politicians don't care about colors at the top of this triangle.
Mm.
Why do we care about it at the bottom? Where this one is FNM, this one said there's PLP, they're attacking the net. It's just absolute stupidity at its highest. And until they follow up with a heart attack, they ain't going to stop it. Because I mean, that I watched that video. Did you see the video with the ballot?
Yes, I did.
You're talking about the ballot?
Yes.
This Caprio lady or whatever, she needs to relax herself. I mean, what's all of this anger for at the bottom? When at the top, they could care less about colors.
There's a reason for that, Clever. Scarce resources. When you are at the bottom of the pyramid, you have scarce resources and you got to fight to get yours.
We fight because we at the bottom. I was talking to my good friend, Philip McKinsey. I was talking to him. I knew Philip before he even got into politics. We were having a conversation. Here comes Kingman. Oh, you know, Cleveland's a diehard F&M, right?
Mm.
What nonsense? What nonsense is this? I just don't know where we are headed, and our leaders need to come together and ask their supporters to cease and desist, because at the end of the day, we are all behemoths. The only people who want to be behemoths, CA, are the immigrants who are getting our papers.
Mm.
Every other behemoth, we want to be CLP, we want to be F&M, we want to be all the other stuff like that, but we are behemoths first. Yeah, this cycle is going to be over on May 12th,
mm-hmm.
and we got to live amongst each other. But the nonsense, the tribalism is just unbelievable for me, man. I had to vent and see that one today.
Okay, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate your contribution. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Just quickly, I had to call back. To your callers, obviously they don't know me. And for them to say that I'm not a nationalist because I decide to align myself with progressive movement moving forward, that's nonsense. What I simply was saying to them was this, that the rhetoric on either side can escalate things seriously. I've also been listening to the majority of the callers since I made my call. Everybody is talking about, it's like it's a heightened, they don't even realize if it don't go this way, well, you know, people gotta stand up, you know, they gotta take action. What kind of action? And from what I'm hearing, it ain't sound like just talking. A lot of people are, you know, and this is what you're trying to help them on, that the environment, the talk, the conversation is getting to the point where it can escalate into something else. I remember, how do you think the violence cycle took place in Jamaica? You could look forward to any time that they have an election in Jamaica, a couple of people end up getting guppy, as we used to say back in the day. And you also can see that these same kinds of trends where people are doing what they're doing, it escalated to that point. And all that me, you, from what I understand, are simply trying to say is this. We've got to be mindful of where we are, what we are, and what we're saying. And it ain't got nothing to do with PLP, F&M, COI, or BDB, whatever it is. The point of the matter is, we need to understand to where the rhetoric should stop and where we should move forward in an intelligent approach. But when we got people in leadership that are heightening these things and putting false scenarios forward to move an agenda, that is wrong. And that is simply wrong. And I stand by what I say, that the situation that took place yesterday did not have to get to the point that it was, whether it was PLP, F&M, whoever it is. And that was my point.
Thank you very much. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Call us, I see you. Don't hang up. I'm going to let you come and give your comments right after this break. Can I read this? History speaks. Look at the surnames of those on the wanted list. They burn our flag, even though we let them have it on Fort Charlotte, where they have had our first independence. LH is in up and PMH. That should be a lesson. I'm not sure what he's trying to say there. Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. Guiding Radio AM, we'll be right back.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. a new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nurin. I'm your host for the day. You can call us back now so I can patch you through so you can give your commentary. On May 12th, I shall be here from 6 p.m. until the election is called. I'm hoping that it be an early night, you know, that we know who the winner is on May 12th by 12 o'clock. I expect there could be a lot of entertainment, a lot of challenges come May 12th. And if you want to hear our Guardian commentary, everyone's going to be here, by the way, from 6 o'clock. You know, the Dwight, then it move on to Aaron Green, then move on to me, then go on Vago Lang. Then the persons who work for the, because it's like three of them, who works for the 2 o'clock, then Naughty and Mary J. We all going to be here in the studio bantering back and forth. It's normally be entertaining. As I explain who can win and why they can win and why they deserve to win, I should tune in and come hear what I can say about the election, right? And talk about these political monsters and stuff. But let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, good day again. I had to call back again. Already your last caller calling back. if they understand that it can be peaceful, but his government that he claims to be a part of is changing things. And he wouldn't call them out and say, hey, I wish that my government wouldn't just change things the way that they're doing it. He's just calling out the people for reacting. Our reaction is only a reaction of what is going on. And he fails to understand that. So you can't be peaceful when things are just always changing in the benefit of one party. So tell the government, say, all right, I can understand the people can just let the government do whatever they want to do and just be peaceful. Let's be a peaceful people. It sounds idiotic. Call out your party and then he can then we'll be peaceful. Let things go normal.
Okay.
All right.
This text says, hello, Brother Nuri. This is the second day that I am agreeing with Brother Duncombe on his viewpoint. Our country have been invaded, and we are second-class citizens. Let's take back our Bahamas for the better Bahamas. Selah. I see anything? CA, LH was a loud-mouthed, belligerent, haughty PLP supporter who died about 2 weeks ago. Salvinus Mateer said that Haitians don't like Bahamians and even don't like those born here. I have heard this from Haitian Bahamians who visited Haiti. You can't speak for all Haitians one time. You can't speak for all Bahamians. So I hear you, Texter, but that don't make no sense. No, that don't make no sense, Texter. Stop it. Let's go back to the phone lines there. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Hey, morning, CA.
Good morning. How you doing?
I listened to the PM speech the other night, remarks at the Latin Road rally.
Yeah.
And he mentioned something about the opposition don't know how to behave in the people's house, the house of Seminola.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's reminiscent of the time when Coach Smith and Ken Yargerson had the fight in cabinet.
And break the glass.
And I think somebody broke, a chair was broken as well.
Mm.
And then you remember somebody was giving a remark, and all the assembly, when Frank Smith was berating them.
Mm.
You couldn't hear what they were saying.
Mm.
You, I don't know if you could remember that.
I remember.
Somebody was, you know, yeah, someone was bringing their remarks in the whole assembly, and Frank Smith just berating them straight through without anybody stopping him.
Mm.
You know, so I think he's actually reminiscing how the PLP behaved, you know, years ago. I think he forgot. Somebody to remind him.
Thank you very much. I think the quote was, "No Bahamians act like that inside the House Assembly." There's hinting towards something. So, good morning, Mr. Nuri. I think it's time for Bahamian young people to consider going into journalism because there are too much business going on these talk shows. Why? Because all the journals on these stations are of foreign heritage. This is not right. You all are too curry favor. Okay. Let's see. This one. Let's see if they can read that one. Okay, that's the last one right there. Yeah, just reading that one. I wonder if they mean that I am Bahamian enough. I know who my daddy is and my granddaddy. Few Bahamians know that. I can trace my lineage all the way to 1784 in the Bahamas. I wonder if that texter can do the same. You know who your daddy is. You sure? You sure you know Jacket? Hey, let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Kermit, Pastor College. Go ahead, caller, you live.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how are you today?
I'm doing well, man.
Let me ask a quick question. Mm-hmm. Who's in charge of the country at this time?
The Prime Minister.
Pardon me?
The Prime Minister.
At this time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you another question. Why is the COI and the FM in such a stereo about the election that they did, both of them predict that they will win this election?
That's how politics go. They trying to cover all. That's how politics go. They trying to cover all the bases.
Listen, I keep telling them, you know, you got to put boots on the ground, go knock on people's doors, get embarrassed a couple of times, let the people run you, then go back to the doors and see if they align with your message.
I agree
okay?
with you. I
and that's you. That's what the PLP been doing for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I can say this emphatically. A lot of young persons have gravitated to the PLP, and the reason they gravitated to the PLP because the PLP created a lot of programs that they now could be employed. I'm not speaking about the 52-week program. I'm speaking about programs like the one that, like during the hurricane season, that they could be a part of the call it the armed service. But you know what I mean?
Yes, I
that,
do.
That program that they started.
Yeah.
They have a lot of SBDC programs that a lot of young persons who come out of school to get entrepreneurs and getting their grants. They also have the new thing where they just about to start with some influence over the United States. That they could set at home and make money.
Yeah.
All right, so you know there's a lot of programs. So this is why the young people are gravitating to the PLP. And my prediction is the PLP will come away with 37 seats.
37 seats. I need to do a show about that soon. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. This text will say, "You really think that this election will be over early?" He said, "I doubt it, man. I still expect by 11 o'clock everything over. We know who wins. The counts is gonna be out early." So, Mr. Nuri, tell these Bahamian people have some accountability for their own actions. Bahamians are violent, corrupt, and evil. Well, that's some harsh words, Texter. Stop using a poor crew of individuals who live in the bush trying to survive for everything wrong in their lives. The PLP has deported thousands of Haitians and demolished just about all the shanty towns in Nassau and around the Bahamas. Okay, that's that Texter saying right now. Okay, let's go run through all these phone calls now. Everybody have 30 seconds. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? Let's move on to the next one. You're live. Turn on your radio and do your 30 seconds.
I'm Siri, I just want to ask a question. Morning, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
What was the purpose for moving the ballot boxes from the police airport? I don't quite understand.
I didn't hear the question. Some of the ballot box.
What was the reason for moving the ballot box from police headquarters? Make me understand.
I do not know the reason why they were moving the ballot box. People are saying that they normally move the ballot box out of the day of the election. They do a whole pageantry type thing of moving the ballot box. And I'm assuming that they move it for security. I do not know.
How you can move it if it's police headquarters? We're supposed to be the national security of this island. What more secure than that?
I hear you. And that makes no sense. I hear you.
Okay? Makes no sense.
I hear you.
That's my 2 cents. Okay.
I appreciate it. Let's move to the next caller there. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? This text is saying, good morning. That caller is crazy. PLP 37 seats. Never he need admission to S or Sandlands immediately. You don't believe the PLP can get that many seats? So, Nuri, the FNM will win the election. 30 seats. Oh, God, we have another one. 30 seats. The PLP, 11 seats. It's time to get rid of this government. I guess if he could say predict 27, I guess the FNM can predict 30. It is what it is. Let's go back to the... We can have a show maybe tomorrow, and they say, what's your prediction of how many? How many seats? Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. Kermit, let's go to the next one. Them green ones. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, man.
Yes, I just heard your last caller, right? The people just, the FNM, right, just don't trust the PLP. That's why he's in the FNM. Trying to cause mischief, right? We just don't trust them, right? They doesn't have a good record.
Mm.
You know, that's why we watch them and do make sure that they try to do everything right. We just don't trust them.
I hear you, Carlo. I hear you. But what about the public servants and who protecting these things? Do you don't trust them either? Or you just don't trust them? You believe the PLP can infiltrate and manipulate these people? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I hear you.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. We can have some cameras. We can have people on site watching and reporting. That's what the best I could do. Thank you very much, caller. Let's move on to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, Mr. Nuri, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Good. Listen, just for clarification, was Lincoln Bean and the COI protesting with the FNM the other night?
They're protesting together, but separately. Does that make sense?
Okay, because I was kind of concerned. Just the other night, Mr. Pindad was telling Bahamians, don't worry, because that's the vote for the PLP.
If
you can tell people to vote for me, why need to be out there protesting with you? I just didn't understand that part of it. It kind of got me puzzled because we're hearing a lot about stealing the election.
Mm-hmm.
How Mr. Davis figured it out, because Mr. Ingram didn't figure out how to steal it. He lost. Mr. Christie couldn't. He lost. Mr. Minnis couldn't. All of them couldn't figure out how to steal the election. And all of a sudden now Mr. Davis does. So that kind of got me puzzled.
I hear you, Colin, and I appreciate it. I think they would pay him as a united front, as the opposition, not together, but to oppose, right? And out of all the people call, only Mr. Davis is a Casey. Casey's people smart. Let's go to the next caller. This text says, my family and I consist of 7 from the Yamacraw constituency. We are going to vote early with fire in our eyes, wearing no colors. If you see a lot of people not wearing colors come this election, that's a sign. What sign it is, I don't know. I'm just saying, it's a sign. Let's run through these quick callers quickly. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live? They're giving you seconds. Go ahead, caller, you live? No? Go on, let's move to the next one. Guiding Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller. Trying to clear the board. Go ahead, Guiding Radio AM, you live? You can be the last caller. No? All those people get disconnected. Okay, let's do this last one, and then we quit it. No? That's it. That's it. I try to get you included. It's now 12 o'clock. It is now 12 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll do a prediction show. You predict how many seats the PLP, how many seats the FNM. I even going to let you call in and say how many seats the COI can win. If you believe the COI can get all 30. Oh, I can't even say it out loud. I can try one more time. If you believe the COI can get the majority of seats, You call in and say, the COI will get 27 seats, 30 seats, and will become the new government of the Bahamas. And I would have to become COI after that and become a supporter and help them. Someone got to guide them if they win. Yeah. This has been Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a beautiful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.